At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Build Business Acumen podcast, where we deliver practical knowledge and powerful guidance. Here is your futuristic host, Nathaniel Skula.
Right, so today I'm joined by Stephen Gillen, and he is the CEO and executive producer of Shooting Stars Events. Recently, he was nominated by the UK's Peace Ambassador for the 2020 Sunak International Peace Prize. So we're going to talk about mentoring to start with. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Nathaniel, and thank you for having me. Yeah, it's a great joy to be
my
here.
My pleasure. So where do you start then with mentoring? I mean, let's start at the beginning, right? Because there's a bit of confusion, isn't there, between mentoring, coaching, and that kind of thing. So how would you distinguish between mentoring coaches and like advisors as well? Because they're sort of interlinked, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, that is a great place to start, you know, is to get the specifics of this and what is the difference, you know, because this translates really into everything that we do as people and the exchanges and the communication that we have, really. But the roles for this are quite defined and they're quite specific, you know, in the sense that a mentor really is a long-term kind of expert who would school, support, and pass on knowledge and expertise to the protege or mentoree in a specific subject. So that would be that. Whereas a coach is more short-term and more a loosely based array of different stuff which would be brought into that arena.
Okay, so a coach would be more sort of someone who would come into your life and help you to get over a specific problem that you might have, for example.
Yes.
Yeah. Where a mentor is someone more kind of longer term on the whole.
That's right, yeah. That would be the way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've personally had all sorts of different coaches over the years. And, you know, from people who sort of specialise in, like, neuro-linguistic programming, you know, hypnotists, all sorts of different people to help me to kind of evolve as an individual. Do you know what I mean? And it's amazing the kind of problems that you seem to just absorb in your brain that stop you from achieving things. They just hit you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a fascinating subject. And, you know, I have wonderful, wonderful stories about it. On my entrepreneurial journey years ago, I'm drawn to one story of one of my first mentors. Now, you know, he was age 40 at the time, you know, and he'd sold his scaffolding company, him and his partner at the time, for £30 million. So they had 50. So this was someone who had really done it at a really, you know, early age. And he was a really wonderful person, obviously very shrewd in business. You know, and when I walked through that door years and years ago, he looked at me, you know, we had a few exchanges, and he said, "Stephen, okay, I only want you to change one thing." I said, "Okay, what is that?" He said, "Everything." Right. Do you know, and he really was right. Of course, I understood it in an intellectual sense then, but really there was many, many layers to what he was actually telling me at that point, and I really realise now he was, of course, correct. And that was people, places, and things is the shortest way to translate that. But really change it, not, you know, we'll change 80% and that'll do, and we'll shortcut the rest. You know, and this comes with a matter of experience, and that's more of an internal journey of discovery. But this is what a great mentor will do. He will show you the door, and sometimes, you know, he will keep giving you the information with great support. Sometimes maybe even taking you kicking and screaming through the door.
Yeah, and sometimes kicking you when you're down to make you realise what you've done.
Very much so.
Yeah, because it hurts, doesn't it? The growth hurts, right? It's sometimes really excruciatingly painful.
Oh, he was great. You know, I'm so fond of him, you know, because he was so great. You know, there was another one of his great one-liners, and that was, you know, we'd be discussing something, and his message, you know, was just not getting through. So he'd say, okay, Stephen, you can be rich or you can be right. Which one is it? Right? That's what he'd say. You know, you're getting that right. He'd be trying. Because, of course, I didn't have the experience or really couldn't see what he already knew. So he would just cut to it and say, okay, you can be rich, you can be right, which one is it? And I mean, it is funny, but I would say, well, you know, I want to be rich first, then I can concentrate on being right. But it's not like that. You know, this is just how your mind would translate things. Because what actually happens is the different levels of the journey forge us into the people we need to be and give us the skills for the next challenges that we're going to face. So just by taking the steps, when you actually come to a place where you'd visualize that person that you would want to be, in a lot of respects, you realize that you are in many ways, always have been, and even more, it's like you find your way back to yourself. But it's the journey that forges us, and it's the challenges and the adversity that have the most impact on that.
Yeah, it's. I don't know, from personal experience, I found generally pain is the biggest teacher. And it's like, people can only tell you so many times.
Yeah.
But you, some people just have to make those painful mistakes to make that sit in their head somewhere, you know? It's difficult.
Do you know, it really is a journey of human internal discovery, do you know? And this is quite fascinating, but very simple and very true. The answers are quite simple, if they would seem complicated, applying them is the complicated bit. Because it's internal, you know, we have many different ways of programming, some that are unhelpful, some that are unwitting, some that are not. It's unraveling these to find the right answers, if you want, or a formula that is conducive to really meteoric forward progress in what you see and what you aspire to be. A really good mentor, he knows this stuff and he will take you through that journey quickly.
Yeah, but it's not just for entrepreneurs, right? This is for anybody, wherever they are in their career, right? Like you could be working within the NHS or you could be working in a business, and you still need someone who you can talk to, who can advise you, you know, what you're doing wrong and what maybe you're doing right. Because we all need a bit of praise too, right? A mentor isn't there to just kick you all the time. Do you know what I mean?
No, definitely not, you know. And that's a wonderful question, because another important part of a really successful mentor's job is not having them answers and being able to translate that knowledge in a medium that really goes into the person that he's taking on the journey behind him or her behind them, but it's having a real inner connection with that person on a really human plane, where we are human beings, right? You know, we make mistakes. So this is a really important part that there's a real common respect, understanding, and clarity of goals and targets there, you know, and it's very cohesive together.
Right.
So that's based on respect and trust as well, very much so.
Right. Yeah. It's certainly an interesting journey. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But I think what you were saying a minute ago about finding someone that's actually been where you want to go, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't necessarily have to be in the same industry as you, but they need to have got to a certain stage whereby, you know, maybe they've got 50 years experience, like, as an executive, and they have the time as well. Because it takes time to. I mean, I have a mentor who I work with day to day, right? Mm. And he's got like nearly 50 years experience in business or whatever, and he kicks my ass, right? But that's because that's just how I learn as an individual. Some people don't need that harsh approach.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. No, look, you know, this is the real wonderful jewels about this subject, is that, you know, I mean, I have global companies that, that were really privileged, they're doing really well. That's about people, by the way, as well. It's, you know, it's always about the right people. Yeah. All our ships sailing in the right direction with a really beating heart of good energy and good purpose, and we know where we're going, and we really assess what we're doing on the way that we get there. But it is about people, you know, and even within that dynamic there's a constant mentoring kind of model, because we're all specialized in different areas. So, you know, again, it goes back to that really human respect, trust, even love and admiration at some points for a joint effort effort towards something really good, which is progressive.
Well, you may not, I mean, your mentor may not be in the same business as you. They may just decide that they want to help someone. Like, I suppose it just depends on their motivations as well. I mean, because a lot of this knowledge, if they don't pass it on to the next generation, it's going to die, isn't it? So those motivations, I think it's important to understand what their motivations could be when you start looking for one. That's going to help you to narrow down the potential person. Because you might think, well, okay, I need a mentor, right? So am I going to have to pay them? Or are they just doing it because they want to spread the knowledge? Or are they a family member or a friend? Or are they in the same business? So all these questions I think you need to ask before you start looking for one. You may have one that you don't even realize is a mentor.
That's a really good question, you know, and we should clarify that, you know, for the listeners, in the sense that, look, you can just go and pay someone, right? That's really clear, you know, and you know, on whatever agreed terms that may be, that's the exchange. But what you find, my experience in this, and I mean, I've met unbelievable people. I remember it's unbelievably rewarding, and it is about development, at what stage of development you're at. Because you'll find as you kind of refine an experience and expertise, and then you're on to doing innovative stuff, and it becomes global, and your network widens, and the portal opens to so much that it's a constant growing. You find that on that journey that there are points that you really want to transmit this message and pull people up.
Okay.
Right.
I get you.
Which is really interesting. You know, and I've heard this from many people. I mean, I can remember I was with Stella McCartney, CFO.
Yeah.
You know, she's the global CFO of, you know, of that group. Stella. And she was saying just the same thing. And it's a funny dynamic, because you find that the real, say like someone like that, even me, for instance, I have one person now in LA I mentor.
Yeah.
Now, there's no money exchanged there.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to time, because my time management is absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
Because there are even, you have to rest, and, you know, there's a lot to manage. But that time is unbelievably quality time. And it's a very pure message, in the sense there's no money exchanged. But that's a funny one, Nathaniel, because I was always in business. One of the things I always learned was the exchange was very important in any relationship to forge really healthy long-term relationship. Now, that doesn't have to even be fair, but, you know, I realize it has to be three things. Is that all parties need to be heard, really heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to really be valued within that process,
and
they really, really need clarity of purpose, and they need to agree.
Okay.
So the exchange is absolutely key, whether it's business or personal. So this relates to a mentor. So there are different ways that this happens. But you find that you can pay, like I said, or there are many kind of people who get to a real peak of development. Their heart opens on what they want to do. They have this unbelievable, willingness, and it's kind of incumbent upon them, and they get wonderful joy out of it, as I do, by just helping for helping's sake.
Yeah.
But you're going to pick the right candidate for that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be anyone or everyone who turns up.
No.
That's the difference.
But you might not even know who that is. But they may not even give you that information until they see you're ready for it. Like one of my mentors, really good friend of mine,
yeah?
And he's been giving me advice for years, yeah? And I took it and I learned how to use computers, right? And then I learned about software and I learned about more stuff, right? And then he's like, oh, why don't you come and hang out? And we're going to mess around with my 3D printer and I'll teach you about it. But he generally loves that. He absolutely adores it because he doesn't need the money. He's not in it for the money. He just wants to have fun and have a friend to hang out with. Do you know what I mean? So it breaks your barriers down. Like, how do you look at friendship as well? Like, because there's never a one-sided relationship, yeah? Because even if you're giving someone information and if they're receiving it and they're grateful, then you can see the change in that individual and then that makes you feel happy, right? Like, because it's a joy to watch someone change and take their life in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's a joy, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, I mean, I can speak from my experience of it. And, you know, there's definitely a science to where a person is at a certain level of development in their career, specifically business. I can speak for that for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a very successful business and life coach on the way through of my journey. And that was about people.
Yeah.
And that was about giving.
Yeah.
So obviously I brought that through into, you know, where I built these global companies and, you know, we do many things and, you know, it's a real privilege. But, you know, I suppose the one prerequisite in that whole thing is that it's outward facing and it is about others and it is about giving, but not in a silly way. You know, I mean, that has to be to the right people in the right way at the right time. Then it's really, really effective. But it is giving and it's looking to add benefit. So a mentor is always looking to do this. So this is a kind of a really important dynamic if one is thinking about, you know, having a really good mentor. But it is about that human contact as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that the, you know, the mentoree has to be whoever it has to be, as you said. It's just in a funny kind of a way kind of fits in the right way at the right time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think that person has to be ready to be to be mentored as well.
Yes, yeah, they have to be open to the message.
Like, ego is the biggest problem with self-development. And in essence, we're talking about self-development, aren't we, really? Mentoring is a bit more, it's a bit more of a business standpoint, but it all starts with self-development, doesn't it? Like, wherever you are in your career.
I mean, that's a really good question, you know, and I was considering that because there is a real magic in this part of it, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, the listeners of what would be the best way to approach this subject if they was looking for someone, for instance,
yeah,
you know, and they really needed a bit of help and they wanted someone who was really good, who they could rely on, who had a really clear purpose, you know, a lot of work behind them of expertise, that, you know, and they could be confident in that, give themselves to that, let's say, you know. Well, it would be, look, you know, to, you know, one of the things that it can't be bluffed in a sense, or people of a certain development or expertise have, is they can see what's real and what's not real, let's say. So it really is about being your authentic self at that point. Definitely not trying to be something that you're not, because your mentor would see right through that, would be the first thing. And that, you know, that is not the basis of, you know, being really, really authentic. And sometimes, you know what the beauty of it is? Sometimes people, that is all that they're really bringing. Because they may think they're really, really got good business ideas or it's really together. But really, when you're talking to someone of real experience who is levels and levels ahead, they know a lot more because we don't know what we don't know. So they're not seeing what you're seeing. You have to remember that. They're seeing it as if they're standing on a mountain and you're really somewhere else and you have all the struggles of getting over the rocks, let's say. So you don't see what it is further up that mountain or what the other side of the mountain looks like. They do, right? So this is an important thing. So really, it is about being authentic, because when you have a real, you know, the basis I always find of the relationships that really work for me is really being real, transparent, you know, and yourself, warts and all. But, you know, because you can work with that as a person. And people of expertise have very clear ideas about behaviour. They know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. But also, it's actually, you, if you're looking for a mentee, you would actually think to yourself, well, actually, you get to know a lot of people, right? Like, we both know a lot of people, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. But you will see certain individuals and you'll see talents that they have, which you think, actually, with a little bit of help, this individual could just fly, yeah? You know, and you'll watch them sometimes for years
certainly.
In their career.
Certainly,
until
yeah.
the point where they actually realise that, you know, you're the right person for them to help them to get to the next stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a mentor is someone that actually will be your mentor for life. Like, I don't see it as a, because, you know, like a coach or an advisor. Yeah. Like, there's a yeah. difference between
there
those
is.
Three.
Yeah, there yeah. is. Now, do you know what you've said there is a really excellent way to say it, because that is definitely the truth, that there are indications of something in an area that is noticed, mm-hmm. let's say.
Yeah.
But where that can be a real positive, people have to understand that can also be a negative. Because there can be behaviours that, certainly for me, if certain things keep coming out that I know are real blocks, obviously that's concerning for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then my head starts thinking to, well, I haven't really got the time to surmount that. So this is what people said, because it's about the progress. People are very progressive and they want, you know, it's kind of like that thing in life, like people are really prepared to help you when you're prepared to help yourself.
Yeah.
It's the real translation of that in a business sense.
You made me think about something really important there. What I think is really important is when you are being helped by your mentor, right, you've got to learn how to take criticism and you've got to take it on the chin, right? Because it's like, otherwise, it's not going to work. Do you know what I mean?
Look, do you know, I mean, really, there are many big people out there. I mean, Elon Musk, just to say one, mm-hmm. you know, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's well documented and it's public. But, you know, even him, he has a system where he will actively go out and seek constructive
right.
criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people will wait for it to come. That's
yeah.
unbelievably clever.
Oh, you've got to go and get it.
Because this is where the answers are. He doesn't sit and wait for people to say, yeah. oh, I don't really agree with that. I think he goes out
yeah.
on whatever needs to be done and actively seeks that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a good indication of yeah. what needs to be done, because here lies unbelievable jewels. And again, they are internal. They are internal first to be translated into the outer world.
So when you mean internal, it's like certain personality problems that people may have, or hang-ups that they've got, which they need to work through. They need to say, well, okay, I'm going to take that. I'll take that on the chin. That's correct. And I'm going to do something about it. And then they need to change, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, this is probably the most valuable bit of content I could give anyone, really, in a little bit, is in the sense, look, you know, when we spoke about this is, you know, and I've talked to many other people, other CEOs and old school directors who have a wealth of experience behind them. So this is not just my opinion. It is widespread and it you know, it has authenticity to it, because
yeah.
it has been reinforced many times. It's that the things that got me forward on my business journey were not so much the clever business breakthroughs, but the internal breakthroughs as a person moved me forward quicker than anything else.
Okay. So what you mean by that is potentially you're restricting how successful you are or how good you are at something by telling yourself the wrong thing in your mind. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. I mean, I'll give you an example, you know, and I'll amplify an example.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, we are our own worst enemy, really, up to a really certain degree. I'm sure many people will agree with that.
Yeah.
But that really translates into the literal sense. For instance, look, you know, as a business coach, you know, I used to meet certain business owners. They may come in and say, hey, you know, I'm earning 600K a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it doesn't, you know, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm really busy. I'm, you know, trying all these different business formulas and, you know,
yeah.
CRMs and all different stuff I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just can't get to that £1 million. You know, I just can't break this cap of what I'm doing in my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was very, very normal. Now, you know, there would be different factors to it, but one of them you could guarantee is, well, look, I would say because it's kind of, because that's because it, you know, it comes in steps.
Okay.
You know, you can't see the next step. You know, the £1 million is there, but over the brow of that hill will be the next one,
yeah.
and it goes up like that. But really what it was is inside, you know, subconsciously, really they had an inability to receive. Now, this could be programming,
okay,
which used to go all the way back. And it, you know, it could be many things, but it could be a voice that's saying to him, do you know what, you can have the nice house and you can be all right. You can have a nice this and nice that. Yeah. And do you know what, it can be all right for you. You do all right. But really, you're not meant to be with the big boys. That's not you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be a subconscious block.
Yeah.
And do you know when we would do work with that and take that away, guess what would happen?
Yeah, everything they'd do would change. £1 million a year. Yeah.
See, so it's not really what it seems.
For all these people out there that don't care about £1 million a year,
yeah,
right? Because there are many of them; they're not bothered. Yeah,
yeah. It's just
all they want is a happy life. They want, they want health. They want friends. They want time to themselves. They don't want to have to work 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, like entrepreneurs.
For sure.
Until they have a, you know, not a breakdown, but burnout.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's
so for those guys, I think it's about picking someone who, or more than one mentor, right, who is happy, healthy, and perhaps in a position where you want to get to, right, in your job or career. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say. And of course, look, you know, we are individuals, and in that sense, what that means is we see and want different things, and then that sends it back that we have different needs that attain to what we see and what we wish for, or the responsibilities that we may have at that given time, be they family or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it's very much about that, because one person is different to the next person. But a mentor, you know, it needs to be someone who has a proven track record and a clear experience in what you would like to be in a specific area. So, you know, if it was business, then, you know, a certain industry, then a mentor in that industry who had a proven track record, who you felt really comfortable with, and there was a synergy on a human level with, would be what you want. But that would translate into any area that you would want a mentor in.
Right. But it has to be fun. It's got to be fun for both people. I mean, not all the time, because not everything
there
is fun.
There are
hard times, But in general, it's got to be mostly an enjoyable experience. Like, you've got to like the person.
Oh,
You're not gonna pick a mentor.
It doesn't last. No. But this is what I'm talking about, the synergy with the human contact bit.
Got you.
Because if that's not right, it would never work anyway, Nathaniel.
Got you.
But when is right, this is probably, I would say, is the most important part of it.
Okay.
That's the first box that needs to be ticked, that you're very compatible.
All right, so
for the long term.
So for someone who's looking for a mentor, right? What advice would you give them to wrap up?
What I would say first is, I would say, look, for people, any of us, you know, and I still do this today, but when we're looking at something or we aspire to something that we want to improve on, be very clear of what that is. Be very clear, because what you want is certainty. You know, you don't want faith. I like to go more than that.
Okay.
Faith is already in us.
Yep.
Certainty is better. If you have a real clarity of purpose and a certainty, say like, I want to lose so much weight, or I want to move my business and make it global, or I want to start doing merchandise, or I do this, but really I want my branding to be more visible and I want X amount of customers. Any kind of...
Tangible
that you see and you really want... When you have a certainty of that, you will know that, because that'll be a different feeling.
Yeah.
And then really look around you, and you know, there is an old saying that when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. Now, I'm not quite sure how that works. I know there is something to that, but really it's kind of that stuff when we have an energy and we're inviting stuff in, stuff comes into our life and we're more aware of what we're looking for. So have a good look. Have a good look of people, network maybe, and stuff like that. Definitely don't choose the first one.
Yeah.
Always have a good conversation, maybe at networking. Maybe that goes on to a dinner.
Yeah.
And maybe it goes further. But let the formulation of that come in and settle to get the right answers. Be sure and fuse your certainty of what you see and you want with the certainty of, I've checked and this is the right person.
And actually take your time to find the right one. Just don't rush, basically.
Definitely. This is what I do, and that's very successful. It's been very successful for me.
It's a fun process, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, magical.
Thanks very much for listening. please make sure you tune in to the other interview that I did with Stephen Gillan, where we actually discuss business etiquette. And that one was also very interesting. Thank you very much for tuning in. Cheers.
Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe and wherever you prefer, share with your friends. And if you enjoyed the show, drop us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.